When there's something strange in the neighborhood, who you gonna call? Brittany D. I'm afraid of no ghost. Just setting the mood right.
I can't stand you.
Boo strangers, I'm Britt.
And I'm Dee.
Welcome to another episode of
It's a Strange World After All.
The podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, and all of the things that keep the world strange. We are in the second week of hashtag spooky season or hashtag thought'em autumn, you know.
Oh my God.
Whatever. You know, this is the time where the ladies dress scantily. They pick that, you know, Halloween that day.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I use it for. That's why I'm gonna say the definition is.
Okay. Yeah. That'll work.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask, what are some of your Halloween rituals? Like, is there something that you have to do every year in order for it to just feel like Halloween?
Mine would be movies.
Yeah.
So, of course, Hocus Pocus, the Disney movies.
Of course, Halloween Town. Have you watched all of them? Halloween Town High?
Yes.
Which is one and two.
Yes.
And then you watch the Halloween Town when they randomly switched Marty. And she was like a completely different girl and they thought we weren't going to notice.
Yes. And wasn't she blonde or something?
Yes. The new girl, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why would you do... They could have at least dyed her hair or gave her a wig or something.
I know. And I think every other character was the same. So it was You know, my favorite is Don't Look Under the Bed.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I had a huge crush on that imaginary friend. I was like, I wish my imaginary friend, I wish I had one and that he looked like that. Because he was cute. I couldn't even get it out. He was cute.
That is hilarious. But yeah, so mine is movies and it's a documentary that I watch every year, and it's called Killer Legends.
Ah.
It's really good. So they take urban legends, like popular urban legends, and they investigate like the real story behind it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds
so cool. One they did was, so did you know Homie the Clown was like not just in Living Color?
No, I did not know that.
They talk about him a little bit. I believe it was in Chicago. So they talk about him a little bit. They talk about the urban legend, the call is coming from inside the house.
Oh, yes, yes.
There's actually a little bit of truth to it. So they take those and find the real stories behind it.
Okay, and what is it called?
It's called Killer Legends. It's on... I've only been able to find it on Amazon Prime. Because it used to be on Netflix, but it's not anymore. So
okay. I have Prime, so yeah. I'll look at it. If you have Prime, look at it. I think for me, it's the opposite. I like television reruns. So like I have to watch like Sabrina the Teenage Witch Halloween episodes. I have to watch the In Living Single Halloween episode when when they were trying to scare, was it Khadijah? Because Khadijah wasn't scared of anything. And no, or was it Maxine? It was, they were trying to scare Maxine and it was Obi and Sinclair. And they were like, we almost scared you to death. And she was like, no, you did scare me to death. And she like disappears because she was a ghost. You don't remember that episode?
I don't remember that episode.
Oh my gosh, one of my favorites.
I'm gonna find it and watch it.
One of my favorites. The Martin ones, obviously. Yes. Old man Ackerman. The one where they're dressed up as Ike and Tina Turner, and he has great. So that's what I look forward to, is those the Halloween reruns for television shows.
Yeah.
That's how Good I know time. Halloween. Good time. Halloween is here to stay.
In today's episode, we discuss the Shauna Howe case. Shauna Melinda Howe was an 11-year-old girl from Oil City, Pennsylvania, who was kidnapped and murdered in October 1992. Her murder was unsolved for 12 years and received widespread media attention.
I wanted to do this one because this is one of those cases that I remember watching on Cold Case Files, mm-hmm. and it just struck a nerve with me. I don't do well with violence against children, and I just realized that I said violence. One day we're going to get over these. Over these accents.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. But yeah, I don't do well with violence against children. And I think I was actually watching a marathon of shows where because, you know, sometimes they do themes like Killer Moms or almost like a Lifetime mm-hmm. thing. It was yeah. where kids were the victims. And I saw this and it just stuck with me.
Yeah, I remember watching it too. And I was like, anytime, like you said, anytime it involves a kid, it's just, how could somebody do that? That's what goes through my mind. Like, what makes you want to hurt a kid? Kids are the most innocent people in the world.
I know. Yes, they can be little turds sometimes. But no, how could you?
Yeah.
So,
should we give a trigger warning since it is about a kid?
I mean, yeah, I get that is a trigger warning. The details. I don't think it's like overly detailed though, but this is yeah. happening to an 11-year-old girl. Also, this is known as the case that canceled Halloween, which makes it fitting for our Halloween Hall of Strange. Around 8 p.m. on October 27th, 1992, Shauna was walking home from a Girl Scouts Halloween party in Oil City, Pennsylvania, when she was abducted at the corner of West First Street and Reed Street, two blocks from home. A local resident, Dan Payden, witnessed the kidnapping. He saw a thin white man push Shauna into a small red car. This has to be a parent's worst nightmare. Just thinking that this could happen to your child has to be pretty scary. Also, it's crazy to think that she was just only a couple of blocks from her home. She was yeah. literally two blocks away. Because at first I was thinking, oh, why was she walking alone? But she was literally two blocks.
Yeah.
That's crazy that she can't even. Yeah, that's crazy that she can't even walk two blocks. Like, okay.
That's the scariest thing because it happens so fast.
Yes.
Even if, like, even the witness, he probably didn't even have time to even react.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if he wanted to. I don't know if he tried to help or not, but I mean, I'm pretty sure it just happened like that by the time yeah. he realized what was happening.
That's crazy. I wonder if they do that nowadays, like when they let kids out of school, they'll have the teacher standing, the teachers and the principal, they welcome them into the school and they make sure that they watch every kid, what cars they're going to, what houses they're walking to. What was that?
I think it's like a motorcycle or something.
Oh, okay. It sounded like it came from inside the house. But yeah, I say that to say, I wonder if the adults in that, like where she was at that meeting, at the Girl Scouts meeting.
Yeah.
She was at a Halloween party. If they were watching the girls as they left.
Oh, that's a good question. 2 days later, a member of Shauna's family found a piece of her gymnastics costume near an abandoned railroad bed in a rural wooded area in the nearby town of Rockland. There was DNA on her bodysuit.
That right there only solidified my fear. Like, it makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
Oh, with the DNA?
Yes, because where is my child? Why did you just find a piece of her costume? And why is there DNA on it? Like, it just gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like that. That's when you know something is wrong. That's where you may have already thought it, but then you find that and it's like,
yeah, it just confirmed it.
Yeah, like, she may not come out of this. Like, we may never see her again.
Yeah. The next day, her body was found about 200 yards from where her clothing was found, despite the area being thoroughly searched the day before.
So they're thinking maybe someone dumped it there after they had already searched the area? Is that what that's kind of? Okay.
That would be, to me, that would be the only thing that makes sense, because they searched it already. So, yeah, they had to have come back and put the body there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I wonder how long they had her. If they had her for the full 2 days or.
Oh, yeah. And so they didn't say anything about a search party. So I was like, how crazy would that be if they did have a search party and he was a part of it, or he knew about it and went and got the body?
In that episode of Cold Case Files, they didn't say anything about a search party?
I don't remember.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't remember either, because there were so many that I watched like back to back.
Yeah.
I thought at least not like a huge search party, but maybe a couple of members from her family and some friends. How crazy would they be? They say that happens, though, that they'll either go to search parties or show up at press conferences and things like that. So they teach them to scan the crowd. That's strange.
Scary.
Shauna's abductor had thrown her from a bridge into a dry, rocky creek bed near Coulter's Hole. She was still alive when she was thrown from the bridge. Shauna died from blunt force trauma to the head and chest caused by the fall. As a result of kidnapping and murder, Oil City and its neighboring towns placed a ban on trick-or-treating after dark. So they set like a curfew on it. So they said any trick-or-treating had to be done before a certain time.
Yeah.
I read it in an article on Vocal Media that in 2008, a young girl petitioned to lift the ban, and they finally did it. So it had been banned from Shauna Howe. So what, the 90s?
Yeah.
Until 2008, they had that ban.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah. And they were saying even then, nowadays, of course, parents typically trick-or-treat with their kids up to a certain age, or they make them stay in clusters when they go out at night.
The first suspect was the man who found her body. His name was Bill Crabtree, and he had a small red car. His DNA was tested, but it wasn't a match. Someone called in and said the description matched a guy by the name of Ted Walker. According to Shauna's mother, Ted had met Shauna at a local pizza place. She said he was a very strange man. He always wanted to give the little girls in the neighborhood hugs. He also had a small red car, but his DNA wasn't a match either. Why does he want to give the girls hugs?
I don't know.
And how old is this man?
I don't know.
That's strange.
It's strange. It's very strange, and it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Like, unless you were at my church and we've been going to church for 20 years together, or unless you were a member of my family, you will not be hugging my children, no. Male or female.
No.
It's weird. Another suspect was Michael Pruitt. He lived a couple of doors down from the Howe residence. He became a suspect after he left town after Shauna's body was found. His DNA wasn't a match either. Or either. Whatever you say. Tomato, tomato. There were at least 100 DNA samples taken, and it didn't seem to match anyone. So they were just soliciting for guys or people who they thought were possible suspects.
I think it may have been a little bit of both.
Okay. Oh, like guys in the
in town. The neighborhood, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just to, you know, rule them out. July 30th, 1995, 3 years after the murder, someone attempted to abduct a little girl. They followed her in their car and attacked her. They then tried to put her in the trunk. His name was Jim O'Brien. Jim was arrested for attempted kidnapping. The little girl was walking the same route that Shauna walked on her way home the night she was kidnapped. Jim had a brother named Tim O'Brien. They were well known by the police, but they were both in jail at the time of Shauna's murder, so they were not asked to give their DNA.
Two things? I think it's two. Mm-hmm. We're going to see. One, I'm assuming that this happened at night. What time was this? And why was she by herself?
Good questions.
Why? Especially after that had happened. They put a whole ban on Halloween. Why are you by yourself?
I mean, but this wasn't Halloween. I mean, this was in July. But still, why?
No, I know. Yeah, why? And why would you be like, oh, yeah, the one day where we don't want kids by themselves is Halloween? No, yeah. Hey, there was a kidnapper that we'd never found, so maybe let's just monitor our children, you know, in general. Like, it's not like TSA is only works on 9/11. You know what I mean? That's like, okay. Second thing, maybe I didn't have anything else to say. Okay, maybe I just felt so strongly about the one. I didn't actually have a two. That's the one and the two. And the three and the four.
I mean, it really is, though. I mean, I wouldn't let my daughter just be walking around by herself. I don't care what time it is. If it's day or night, she's not going anywhere by herself.
What's that? Facts. I agree. No matter what age, unless you're 18, I'm going to be like, you need to walk with at least one other friend or in a group. Yeah. You're not going to be walking by yourself. Yes. The buddy system.
Yeah.
Somebody roll up on us. We can, you know, jump them. I kick them in the wee wee. You hit them in the Adam's apple. Take them down. September 29th, 1997, exactly 5 years after Shauna's murder, a five-year-old girl goes missing. During the search for her, a boy named Nicholas Bowden stands out to police officers. He seemed way too invested in the case. When he was questioned, he said, "She's hurt real bad." They later found her body in a shallow grave. Nicholas was arrested, but he was 17 years old, which means he was too young to have murdered Shauna.
So I'm thinking like I think he did murder that girl, but of course he's 17, so he couldn't have had anything to do with Shauna's murder.
Oh, you're saying the body that they found in the shallow grave that he possibly murdered her, but definitely, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Not Shauna. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, because how did he know? No, okay, I'm sorry. He didn't help them find the shallow grave. They just found it.
No. Yeah.
Gotcha.
After this, the case went cold. In January of 1998, Detective Rich Graham takes on the case and reopens the investigation. He finds that in 1992, the fire department received a call that a car was on fire. The car was red, and the car also belonged to Ted Walker, the same Ted Walker who was one of the first suspects, the same Ted Walker who fit the witness's description perfectly. The same Ted Walker who was creepy and wanted to hug little girls. Ted was known to open his home to the kids in the area at that time. Why would his car have been on fire? Maybe he was destroying evidence.
That's what I was thinking when I first heard that, that it had to be him destroying evidence. Because why? Why, Ted? And why people letting you bring their children into your home, Ted?
I'm thinking it may have been, it's still kids, but teens, like a party house.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking that means.
I don't think that when I was a teenager that I would have trusted an adult to say, that wasn't like a parent, to say, like, Ma, to say, I'm going to buy y'all some alcohol and get you some drugs. You can come party at my house.
I mean, we're different, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know what teens were doing in the 90s either. So.
Yeah.
Stranger danger.
Yeah.
When asked by police how he learned of Shauna's abduction, he said that Jim and Tim O'Brien had told him. If you remember, they were both in jail during the time of the murder. That's when Detective Rich Graham realized he had never even seen any report of them being in jail the night of the abduction. Turns out they were out on bond.
It's so many things that they missed the first time.
Yeah.
Because y'all just have this random car on fire. Y'all don't check to see what's going on with that. And y'all don't even check to see if those two guys were actually in jail.
Right. In your first go around.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they might have. Yeah, they were in jail, but you should have checked if they were out or not.
Exactly. Were they out on bail? Were like,
yeah.
What days were they actually sitting in the jail?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So they're thinking that all three of them had something to do with Shauna's disappearance and murder. Okay.
Yeah, because when they asked, what's his name?
Not O'Brien, but Walker, the creepy hug guy. We can call him creepy hug guy.
Yeah. Okay. So he's the one, creepy hug guy is the one that put them there.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they asked him, how did you know about her? And he named them. At this time, Tim was in jail for sexual assault and Jim was in jail for attempted kidnapping. Graham goes to interview Tim in prison. He asks Tim for his DNA, but Tim says he needs to ask his lawyer. As Graham is leaving, he sees a candy wrapper from candy Tim had been eating. In February 2002, 10 years after the murder, the DNA comes back as a match. Got him.
Got him! So they have. No, go ahead. Go.
Jinx, you owe me a soda. Okay. I was just going to say, so they have Tim O'Brien's DNA.
This is Ted's version of the events. He claims it was supposed to be a prank. Ted approached Shauna and asked if she was selling Girl Scout cookies. He then grabs her and hands her to Tim, and they put her in the car. Jim was driving the car. They take her back to Ted's place, where Tim and Jim O'Brien take her upstairs and assault her. Yeah, so they were all in on it.
Yeah, basically.
That's
sick.
It is, it makes me sick to my stomach. And I think that's one of the reasons why I couldn't, like, again, why it stuck with me, because I was thinking, okay, one kidnapper, one sexual assault, one guy is bad enough, but you're talking about three adult men doing this to a child, a helpless child. It's disgusting.
Yeah. And then Ted, so I don't think there's nothing that says that Ted assaulted her, but he did help kidnap her though.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was supposed to be a prank. What kind of prank is that?
I don't know. Not unless I've not like listened to him talk or anything. Not unless there's something mentally different about Ted. Like, you know what I mean? And so maybe he did think, like, maybe he's like a George in George of Mice and Men. That was the George and Lenny. No, Lenny. Lenny was Lenny of Mice and Men. It was the two of them. The big one was
remember.
The.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, maybe he's like a simpleton and really was like, oh, I don't know.
But yeah, I know what you mean though.
Yeah, I don't know. It's sick. It's.
Yeah, either way, it's sick. The police think that they assaulted her again when they took her to Coulter's Hole. They also think they left her in the trunk of the car overnight. When they came back, they took her out of the trunk and threw her over the bridge while she was still alive. Ugh, that is disturbing.
That was another thing to where I was like, oh my God, you couldn't have just like let her go peacefully or just put her out of her misery. Yeah. You had to toss her off the bridge. And on that cold case files episode, they show like the height at which they tossed her. And I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That is tragic.
It really is. I just don't understand how people could do something like that. What goes through these people's minds?
I
don't get it.
I don't know. I was thinking that because I was thinking, how is this something that they had been planning? Was this, oh, one night you see an opportunity because you see a girl walking by herself? Like, how did you solicit other people to help you? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so much.
It really is. And then because that episode, that was hard to watch, though, because I think it took me like 3 times to actually finish it.
And you've seen a lot. I'm not even trying to be funny. You've seen and heard a lot. So
I have. Yeah. I'm trying to think, is it still available anywhere? The episode, is it on Netflix or Hulu?
I can double check. I was going to put the IMBD link, IMDb link in the thing. But if it is on a streaming platform, I can post that link instead.
Okay.
Because maybe Hulu. Because I think I have Cold Case Files.
Yeah, because I saw it on Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. But yeah, it's a tough watch. And then the last thing I'll say is I can't imagine being her family, her parents, and hearing exactly what happened to her.
Yeah.
There's no sugarcoating. There's no like a moment of like, oh, well, at least she's in a, like, you know what I mean? At least she's in a better place. Or it's just, this is what happened.
I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say. This is all just disturbing.
It is very disturbing. Yeah. And I just sat there that day and just watched back to back. Just back to back. Different somebody's neighbor did it. Like a Lovely Bone situation. Somebody like a best friend, stepdad. And I was just like, these men are ruthless.
Yeah.
Ted Walker was convicted of kidnapping and third-degree murder. He was sentenced to 40 years in prison. Tim and Jim O'Brien were found guilty of kidnapping and murder. They were sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole, as they should have been.
Yes. Yes.
After 13 years, Shauna finally got justice.
So what are your overall thoughts on this?
I hate going first.
You want me to go?
You got some thoughts? You can go.
I think so.
Go ahead. Final thought.
Even though I pretty much said what I think about it.
I said what I said.
It's just, I feel like this could have been solved sooner. Like, I don't think it could have been prevented because, like you said, I think they saw her by herself and just saw an opportunity and took it. But I do think it could have been solved sooner because why not? You have this little girl going missing and then you have a car burning, like, and pretty much in the middle of nowhere, and you're not going to investigate that. So those are my thoughts. I think it could have been solved sooner. Not only that, they should have checked to see if those two were still in jail at the time. I don't think they did a thorough enough investigation the first time. Because how could this guy come in and solve it just like that?
Right. After all these years. Yeah. I agree. They should have taken just a little more care. And looking at all of the details, looking at the big picture, because I think didn't it say that the fire department got word of the car being on fire? Not necessarily the police department, but
yeah.
Why wouldn't you look into something like that? Like, I don't know. Or you would think that would be something that's communicated to them, but I don't know. I watch a lot of TV. I watch a lot of like cop shows and stuff like that. So maybe I'm sensationalizing how quickly it happens, but you would think that you would take the time to research anything about a red car in that area on that day. Also research. Yeah. Like you said, rather they were still physically in jail or out. Yes. Just another sad one.
Yes, it is.
Well, that is all, folks. Folks. Because I was like, always am I saying the extra? I was not trying to be extra. I was like, am I saying the L in folks? Folks. Do you say the L in folks? What's up?
I don't think I say the L.
Folks. Them folks.
I say folks.
Okay. That's all, folks.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, Twitter at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, turn on those notifications for our Instagram posts so that you can keep up with our hashtag Myth Mondays and hashtag Strange Saturdays posts. What did you think about the Myth Monday post, even though Instagram died for like 8 hours.
Wait a minute. Totally off topic. I got your question, but I'm going to forget this if I don't say it. Why did Shein send a text message or Fashion Nova? They were like, oh, Facebook and Instagram down? We're not. Come shop. I was like, oh my goodness. You better market.
Oh my God.
You better promote yourself. I thought it was really interesting. I love witches. I know that sounds bad. Not like, you know, I'm into witches, but I'm talking Sabrina, same. You know, Charmed.
Yeah.
Good for the good of the, So I thought it was an interesting story and it was very befitting for the month for sure.
Yes. I was like, I thought of that because this guy I work with, he's from there, but he never heard of that. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah. It's like a really small town.
Yeah.
And so the tombstone was actually upright at first. Somehow it fell and split in half. And somehow, because I don't know if I put this in the post, but because I try to make it short.
Yeah.
But somehow pieces of the chains keep coming up missing. So I think they say that if the chain disappears completely, she'll come back.
Oh,
so
that's why they keep replacing
the chains. Yeah.
We should just go take all of the chains. No, I'm just just snatch them up. Let's see what happens.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yes. And also get involved in those polls.
Oh, yeah. I was going to mention that. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Get involved in our
stories. The first
one
I blamed on Instagram, like going down. But
oh, yeah.
But this yeah. one, it's just the same three people.
One was me.
And y'all keep picking the same.
I mean, Halloween every time. The original Halloween, Jamie Lee Curtis, Halloween. Give me Halloween. Oh, she's got on the Halloween shirt. That's awesome. I'm going to try to come up with some candy. I'm just fat, so it's a tough choice. I don't know what I want to pin against the other. So, you know, some candy.
I just saw a meme. The little nasty peanut candies.
Oh, but they're orange. Like in clusters?
No, they're like the... I don't want to say like marshmallows kind of, but it has that kind of consistency. They're those big peanuts.
I don't know.
It looks like a big peanut.
I don't know.
Oh my God. I saw a meme with that and it was like people want all the smoke with candy corn, but they let this this one go through every year with no smoke.
Cause I don't
was like,
know.
That is the nastiest candy.
Candy
I'm gonna see if I can find a picture
of
it.
Nastiest candy. Candy corn should have never eaten.
I love candy corn.
Why would you eat something that's supposed to be a vegetable? Like that doesn't even like. Would you eat broccoli?
I mean,
candy, spinach candy, turnip candy, radish candy, candy radishes.
No,
it's disgusting.
No,
you could literally eat a handful of sugar. Do better than candy corn. We would love to hear from you. If there is anything in the world of strange or any true crime cases that you would like for us to cover, let us know. Have you ever heard a strange bump in the night? Have you ever seen shadow figures moving about? Have you ever stumbled upon something unexplainable? We want to know about it, and with your permission, share it with our listeners. Again, you can email those story submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com. So that's the name of the podcast, no apostrophe, @gmail.com, or DM us at any other social media platforms dementioned before, even if you just want to say hey there, derriere, we'll be here. What you saying?
The meme. I'll oh,
it said candy corn gets to slander. Meanwhile, trash ass circus peanuts go by every year with no smoke. Who eating these though? I don't think anybody eats them. I think that's why. I think nobody even knows they exist. It's just like, oh, I think I seen this once.
I've had those and they are disgusting.
I don't know why.
Kind of reminds me of Peeps a little bit.
Oh, I don't do Peeps either. It's a texture thing.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning into another episode of It's a Strange World After All.
And thank you, as always, for keeping it spookily, specially strange with us this Halloween season. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. We'll put a creepy sound that'll go there. It'll go right there. That's how I'm going to do it.
Because I don't know what that was.
That's that iPhone ringtone that's like the alien. It's like...